And we also mentioned the first place that got Google Fiber, the Kansas City metro area. It's been 2 years since Google announced it would build its first fiber optic network there. Residents hoped that by now they'd be using the internet at super fast speeds. But as we hear from Sylvia Maria Gross of member station KCUR, it's taken a little longer than expected.
Startup Village is a little strip of limestone bungalows on State Line Road, which divides Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas. It's where the gigabit internet was first turned on last fall.
Four doors down is actually four startups, and then two doors down from that, there's commercial buildings with three startups and another startup pipeline moving in this week.
Programmer Phil Jacox recently moved here from St. Louis. He's living at the Home for Hackers, which offers three-month rent-free housing to budding internet entrepreneurs. Jacox is developing a mapping program for delivery services, and he's using the gigabit connection to play around with 3D imaging. He says even more than bandwidth, geeks are coming to Kansas City for networking, the people kind.
I can walk four houses down and bounce an idea off of four different companies, and they can be like, hey, that's a good idea, or hey, that's terrible, or you should just quit. That's what's cool about it.
Some of the techies who did a stint at the Home have decided to stay in Kansas City. One has even moved his business team here from Boston. But so far, only 3,000 or 4,000 people are connected, and it's taken about a year longer than expected to get it up and running. Meanwhile, Kansas Cityans have been brainstorming the possibilities of a new information infrastructure. Aaron Deakin is managing director of a new organization called KC Digital Drive.
There is part of the project that is, what specific kind of cool things can I do with having Google Fiber in a building? But there's still the broader project and the much larger project of what are the systematic changes that we need to effect in order to really use this.
Local governments and businesses are trying to figure out how the new technology could transform sectors like education, healthcare, and the arts. Deakin says it's not really about the technology, but defining goals for the future.
Having the technology in place forces people to really focus and sort of like recalibrate and say like, oh, okay, the future is a little bit closer than maybe we thought it was, and so we need to really accelerate and think about how to approach these challenges in a smart way.
Deakin says Google Fiber has attracted funding for business incubators and other digital ventures like Code for America, which helps local governments engage with citizens online. One way Google Fiber is already making a difference is in the marketplace. Other cable operators are offering all sorts of deals for conventional broadband. And Google Fiber is pricey, $70 a month, or $120 if you include Google TV.
The city is going to become one of the most wired cities in America, and we just don't want to see tens of thousands of families left out with no connection at all.
Michael Limata heads the nonprofit Connecting for Good, aimed at bridging the digital divide. He's disappointed that Google Fiber is only coming to neighborhoods where enough residents sign up, leaving out the poorest communities. Originally, Google had said it would help bring its high-speed internet to those who don't have access. Still, Limata credits Google with starting the conversation.
Even if Google is not necessarily the vehicle for achieving a lot of this stuff, they certainly are to be praised for at least getting us on a track where we're thinking about this.
And now with Austin breathing down Kansas City's neck, there's more urgency than ever to show what Google Fiber can do for a city. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.